We were in a different position a few years ago when there was six or seven independents control the government. There is only myself there now, and to a lesser degree, Michael Lowry, who was not able to come for various reasons, and to only myself is there with the idea that Michael Lowry will come, and we don't control the government anymore.
Then why do you vote for them?
I my view is that you should talk to the Greens that are making the big changes.
You
the most important thing we get is our vote, and we will use it the next election. Our vote is the most important.
We're talking to you because you're a local man.
Jackie, 60 students came out, nursing students came out of the hospital last year, and one got a job in Titan Street. And out of the 60, 59 of them are either in England, Australia, Canada, and America. Why can't they get jobs in their own hospital? They have to go to Australia, America.
I know. I am very sorry to see that happening. Very, very sorry to see that happening. But I told you at the very outset that I came out here, I haven't the power to stop it.
How did you vote?
You have the power.
You've never voted against the government.
I have no power.
You've never voted against the government.
I want
to vote. You're
supporting the minority government. There was a vote above the dog.
You're propping the vote.
By one vote. Minority government carry on. And we carry by the Kyung Gorlach.
You're holding the balance. I am no such thing.
You are.
That's nonsense.
Kerry General Hospital doesn't have any AD consultant for the last 5 years. Who had the balance of power for the last 5 years that we have to consult essentially? We have to put everybody into back in Napkin, run them up to Cork, run them up to Dublin, yeah. 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. That's what we have to do, Jack. Yeah. It's scandalous that there are many AD consultants essentially, yeah, yeah. That they can be dealt with. Yeah.
We're doing our best. Yeah. Very best.
Jackie, of all the TDs in Dáil Éireann, you were under no commitments. You had no party whip on you. Fianna Fáil had, McAllister called him the party whip, he hadn't the guts to stand up. You were inundated with emails and texts from public sector workers, and you had a chance to go in there and vote against the pay cuts against the public servants. And you didn't do that. We're asking you now to go back to Linehan. Will you go back to Linehan and tell him?
I can go back to Linehan any day, like, but I have been with him before. This is where the trouble is. I have been with Linehan twice before.
Time to leave the lower paid alone. Yeah.
Well, you can announce in the Dáil that you no longer support the policy of Fianna Fáil.
You know what?
If you announce that in the Dáil, it would have a big effect.
And announce some way it wouldn't carry.
But it would be.
They can win. They can win the vote by 6 and 8 votes without me.
But. To hear that you, an independent, said no, said that this is not good enough, that what's going on is wrong, would carry great moral power. And others would begin to think there's something wrong. Because they've got not just Fianna Fáil, but independents and Greens in an effective coalition, it gives great authority to the leaders of the government to say, oh, this is okay, this is right. But if somebody such as yourself was to take your independent stance and say, no, I'm not supporting it, it would have a big, it wouldn't change the vote of the government in or out, but it would have a big effect on their moral status.
And
it would have a big effect on your on the way your constituents down here would view you. Absolutely. With great respect, if you were to do that, you'd be the most independent deputy in Ireland and the one with the most principles if you did that.
Yeah.
And you show leadership.
What I'll do is I'll do my best. I do my